Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This is Oilers Now, Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. Oilers Now is brought to you by our title sponsor, World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation. You wanted to get in earlier, now's your time. On the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it. You never know who's listening. You never know. You can also text us on the Ashley Pine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted. Ashley Pine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. We'll go a full, 25 minutes here in open line and text time. We'll tell you Japanese Village, Edmonton's favorite Japanese steakhouse. Reserve your party today at jvedmonton.ca. And I say, Don, welcome back to you and your staff. Stoked to have you back on board for another season here on Oilers Now. Again, we'll try to splice the text with the phone lines, but we are going to drop the puck first with Big Bad Joe on line number one. Hello, Big Bad Joe. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. I'm sober today.
You're sober, yes, after your text yesterday. So you're telling me there was a time in Holland that you used to drink basically from Thursday night until Monday morning?
Yeah, we were my brothers and me, we were 2 days sober.
Okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
There you go.
And, you know, that's what we did those days, though.
Times are
my
different.
My boss said one time to me, Joe, you're the hardest worker.
Yes.
Do you have to smell every...
Oh, we lost Big Bad Joe there. I don't know what happened there, but he was going down a path. He didn't even get a chance to be the GM. We're going to go to Haji, who's often texted the shows over the years. Haji, how you doing?
Living the dream, Bob. How are you?
Good. Day by day for me as well, my man. What do you got?
Well, first of all, I'd like to comment on Holloway. Pumping the brakes is one thing to comment on, but when they compare him to some of the past impressive outings that we've seen in preseason, they've been guys that are banging in rebounds, knocking in passes that you or I could score on, whereas Holloway has been the best player on the ice for most of the preseason in every Oilers game. And that included last night, where the Oilers dressed a lot of their stars. So I'm not willing to pump the brakes just yet. I'm excited, and I think Holloway is doing everything that the organization and us fans wanted Puljujärvi to do.
I would concur with that thought. Like, and I have here's the thing: you're allowed to change. Like, we have some people out there, and they can't be wrong on Jesse Puljujärvi. Damn it, I'm right, and the Oilers are wrong. And you know what? Here's the thing. I have been accused at times of being, by some of my media brethren, of being too protective of younger. I never understood this for the life of me, ever. Too protective of the younger players. And I'm like, you need to hold the veterans more accountable over time, because they take on a greater role of responsibility. They influence certain things in terms of aspects and team concepts and team building. And if ever you're going to give a little bit of latitude, to me it would be for a younger player. So the way I see Jesse Puljujärvi today at 24 versus how I saw him at 19 and 20, I would have said more patience, more time. Oh, by the way, the price point wasn't a killer either. We're in a cap system. Well, now he's up to $3 million. Now the expectations rise. I was hoping for, you know, greater impact in the preseason here. He played pretty good in Winnipeg. He's basically had one poor game, one okay game against Calgary, and then a pretty good game against Winnipeg. But conversely, Holloway has been a dominant performer in virtually every aspect of the games, from the rookie camp and rookie tournament into the preseason games. And that therein lies a bit of the difference, Haji.
I concur 100%. And relevant to being a GM...
Yes.
I know that you had intimated several times last year that the Oilers roster wasn't complete, and, you know, we could expect to see Mr. Holland add some truculence for the playoff run, and it never came to fruition.
They tried.
And
they tried.
I don't doubt that for a second. I don't doubt that for a second. But when I see Nurse, and I don't ever want Nurse to change the way he plays. I love the way he plays, but when he's fighting twice in a game, I think back to Surrey's hand, and I look at the clock, and I see our $9-plus million defenseman sitting in the box for 10 minutes while a Calgary plugger is sitting there and they're grinning.
I'm with you.
The other option was Kane, who was one of our best scorers last year. Do you want him in the box for 5 minutes?
There is
some toughness on the Oilers team, but it's not in the right place.
For the purposes of preseason against that team, because of the emphasis that they place on competitive players, in my opinion, the Oilers have to have at least one guy that going up against Calgary in those two preseason games, if they dress, I know you're not supposed to alter the lineup that you dress, but I am with you. I do not want to see Darnell Nurse or Evander Kane fighting Mitch McLean. I looked at Cam Moon on the plane on Wednesday when we got Calgary's lineup and said, oh, I heard about this guy last year in the A. He's a complete and total blank. Don't get me wrong. You'd like to have him in your organization being a complete and total blank at the AHL level. I said, Mooner, he's going to stir the proverbial you-know-what out there. And the Oilers do not have the type of player to deal with that.
And that's what Calgary dressed him to do, and he did just that. And, I mean, all it takes is for a blindside hit on McDavid. And
well, he came underneath him in the first period.
Be career open. Exactly.
Hodgie, he took an inside track on McDavid, and Connor just avoided the hit in the first period. So that's your point. You want to, so are you generally happy with the course and direction of things?
Absolutely. I've been watching them, for 40-plus years. And this is one of the best teams that I've seen outside of the 80s, obviously.
Okay.
I do miss a little bit of the early 90s, and they're just willing themselves to win games, beating teams by hustle and heart as opposed to skill.
Yeah.
I wish we had a little bit of that on a fourth line. But, no, I'm excited about this year. I just think we need that element of some truculence, and I don't see it anywhere in the organization at all. Even when you look at who they dressed in preseason, there was nobody that could fill that role.
Well, Niemelainen hits, but he's not a fighter. I think it's a fair perspective. I got to get some other calls in. Okay, thanks, Haji.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
You bet. Let's go to Brian on line number three. He's been waiting 14 minutes. Hi, Brian. How you doing, Brian? Did I screw up here, Brendan? Did I hit the wrong thing? Did we both hit it? There. You bring Brian in. There we go. Hey, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob.
All right, your GM, what's your call?
All right, I'm not questioning what Ken's doing. He's the best in the business. I don't understand the Puljujärvi contract. If he was questionable, what brought in the $3 million contract? And this, I'm not schooled on this.
All right, he had arbitration rights. The Oilers in his camp, led by Marcus Lehto, they're now with Wasserman. They agreed to a one-year deal. The only other option for Edmonton is to have walked away and not qualified him at all. And if the Oilers had done that, all hell would have broken loose all summer long. So they qualified the guy on a one-year deal at $3 million. That's where he's at right now.
Okay. And looks like he might be a well-paid unemployed guy by the look of Holloway. I don't know.
All right.
Anyway,
thanks, Brian. Thanks for the call. You bet. I somehow think our next caller, Stoney, on line number four, may not share the same perspective nor insight. We go to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, and Stoney joins us on line four. Hi, Stoney.
How's it going, Bob?
Good.
So I think if I was home for a day, I'd have to take a trip out to see cats, have a sit down, and fire Bob Nicholson into the sun. Absolute joke. We'd fight through Rashog. We'd fight through Matheson. I know they're setting up a blockade. They're at his house. They're guarding him. All of you guys. It's a joke. I'd fire Nicholson into the sun.
What does that have to do with the What does it have to do with the hockey team?
Oh, what does the hockey Canada scandal have to do with the Edmonton Oilers? He is the president and CEO.
All right. Again, let's focus on the team. You've got lots of criticism directed the way of the hockey team. And
why would we pretend like that's a non-issue?
We'll see what who spoke today? I don't even know who was it. The two board members that spoke today, was it Brindamore and Skinner that spoke today?
And Skinner, yeah, absolute joke.
Yeah.
Bobby Nix is up next. Don't forget to talk about it.
He hasn't been.
I should remind you guys.
Do you recall when the last year, Stoney, that Bob Nicholson worked for Hockey Canada was?
Yeah, 2014, right?
Yeah. Now, if you're going to say, hey, was he part of the structure?
When the fund was created?
Was he part of the funds? I guess we're about to find out. Okay.
We're about to find. Oh, yeah, you had no other knowledge before that. Mark Spector wrote a book about Hockey Canada, had no knowledge. This is what we're led
about,
to believe.
To be honest with you, I had no knowledge. I had no knowledge about any of the funds until the Globe and Mail reported them. No, I didn't know that there was these
and
two
none
separate
of the settlements. Neither was Speck. He wrote the whole book upon the World Juniors. Didn't know anything about the settlements.
I didn't write a book. I got enough problems worrying about the Edmonton Oilers on a day-to-day basis and the traction or lack of traction with the team. You obviously do you not have a comment on the situation with Holloway or Puljujärvi or how any of that should be handled?
Yeah, Fogle, a natural left winger who was scratching the playoffs, probably shouldn't get priority over a puck possessive Puljujärvi defensive specialist. Yeah, it's a joke.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Thanks for your positive energy on today's show. Let's go to Crotch online. Oh, hold it. Brendan's got to bring him in. Crotch, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Let's get to some quick texts here. Bob, someone fires Stoney into the sun. Adam says Stoney is a clown. Hang up on Stoney. Stoney has a bone to pick, but not a platform. Again, you can text us. Stoney's entitled to his opinions. All right, let's go to Crotch on line number 5. Hi, Crotch. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good, man. Tough to call to follow up. Stoney and I are buddies on Twitter, but I'm going to go a more positive route here. A couple things. Dylan Holloway reminds me a lot of Taylor Hall.
Same here.
I know it's early to say because obviously Taylor Hall won a Hart Trophy and, you know, he's a great player. But I think the ceiling is higher on Holloway, being obviously bullish. He skates so well. He brings a different dynamic to his game with the penalty killing. He's just got a really nifty defensive stick I've noticed a few times as well, shiftier. And I feel like the biggest thing is I know he's battled injuries, but he plays the game at a far less reckless kind of style. He's more controlled with his body. So, I don't know, he excites me. And the other thing, quickly, just got to pump the SSAC a bit here. It excites me. Reminds me of college baseball and football where they, you know, you have homegrown products developed and brought through their system. It's pretty cool with Hamblin, you know, Benson, and especially Stuart Skinner, who has just taken massive leaps forward.
They all played on that team. It was a 12-13 lockout year. We didn't have any NHL. Taylor Harnett was coaching that team. Sherwood Park had Carter Hart and Sam Steele. Benson set the WHL scoring record that season. There was a lot of really good players, obviously. I got to be honest with you. I didn't remember Hamblin from that team. I started hearing about Hamblin in his 20-year-old year in the WHL. Keith Gretzky told me about Hamblin his first year in the AHL, so there might be something here. And Jay Woodcroft said it when we were in Penticton. He might get some games.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Taylor Harnett coached me as well. I played for Bill LaForge when Ty Ratty set the record in Bantam. So, I mean, it was pretty cool. And I played against Benson when he was like 12 years old, and he was just absolutely disgusting. So, rooting for those guys. Love the SSAC.
Good stuff.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. 780-496-0063. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Keith in Red Deer is, well... Bob, you need to give Stoney a beer. Don't burn the toast at Stoney's house. That one comes to us from Jason. All right. Again, Stoney, I thought we were talking about the hockey team together. And we'll see what ends up transpiring here with Hockey Canada. Okay? To my knowledge, to this point, and Brendan, I don't know who else spoke it. Like the way it is, it's such a right now we're at the stage where everybody is presumed guilty until otherwise presumed innocent on Twitter. And you get a call like that, and that's the perspective that he has. And he can say, well, ask some serious questions of the guy. Wait and see. Right?
They're going to. Nicholson was not questioned today, but I believe he is on Thanksgiving. So that's my understanding.
And there you go. You know what? I can tell you right now that people did not like the response of Brind'Amour and Skinner today when they were. You know what? And that's the nature of things, right? Like when the Kielbergers went on, and all the Liberal supporters went out and supported them, I didn't like what they had to say either. That's kind of how this works, right? So we'll see. I mean, that story breaking yesterday, I'd say that's, assuming that the information is correct by the Globe and Mail, that's a, you know, that they'd had a second separate fund. That doesn't exactly portray Hockey Canada the most positive fashion. But what was it for? Was it for injuries and other types of settlement? More serious in nature? Absolutely. Again, we'll see how it all transpires ultimately. Are we gonna try to get Big Bad Joe on the line again?
Yeah, he's been hanging around for like 12 minutes now. Let's get him back.
Yeah, no, the car had a hiccup, so I was.
All right, what do you got for us on the hockey team?
Okay, I'm going to put my general manager hat on. I would start the season with Kane, McDavid, Holloway.
Yep.
Hyman, Dreisaitl, Yamamoto. The reason I say that is Yamamoto seems to be more, you know, more and more involved on that line. With the third line, I would go McLeod, Hopkins, and Puljujärvi. And I would give him 10 games to prove himself. And on the fourth line, I would put on Janmark, Devon Shore, and Frogel. I'm a really Frogel fan. And, of course, in net we have Supi. But, I mean, you know, the future looks bright. We can talk about the past, but you know what? What happened last year, the year before, is irrelevant. The new season starts. It's a new season, and let's see where we go.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Big Bad Joe. Let's try to work Nick in here on line number three. Nick, you have about a minute. Go for it.
Hey, no, I just wanted to see what your thoughts on Fogel have been so far. You know, I think I watched the game yesterday. It looked like he had a little pep in his step. And guys got to remember, last 18 months, like, he played under Brendamore, he played under Tippett and Woodcroft. So I think a full year under Woodcroft would do wonders for Fogel. I don't know. What's your thoughts?
I think this is going to anger a lot of fans right now, but to me, Fogel looks like a better fit potentially with McLeod, Nugent, Hopkins, and Puljujärvi.
I like that line. That's a good third line. So.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
Let's go to Chris on line four. Chris, how you doing?
Doing great, Bob. How are you?
Good.
So I got a little different on my lineup, and I don't know if this will anger people, but, I mean, here's my thoughts. If I'm doing the lineup, I'm keeping the four centers as McDavid, Dreisaitl, Nuge, and McLeod. And here's how I go it. I go McDavid with Kane and Yamo. I got, with Dreisaitl, I have Hyman on the right, and I give Holloway his chance. He's sure earned it from the games I've seen.
Okay.
On the third line, I put Fogel back on the left and Puljujärvi on the right with Nuge, because I figure, like, those guys can play your defense.
Okay.
And then your fourth line, you got McLeod. I have Derek Ryan on the right because you need that right shot center for your face-offs to have just as a backup. And you know what? You let the guys fight out for the left-wing spot, whether it's a Benson, a Shore, Janmark. And you know what? If you need...
Can they get all of those contracts in that way? That's the question for me.
That's the question. I'm not sure.
But
at the same time, if you can't, or if you need to work different ways... You can have those 11, and you play on the 7D if you need to go 11 and 7 at a time as well, too.
Yeah,
it's just trying to have the different flexibility. That's how I see it, and I don't know. For me, that's what gives it the most balance and the more depth.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Bob.
You bet. 124 in Edmonton. I'm going to bang off some texts when we return on Oilers Now. 126 now, but I'd like to thank all of you for participating in the call-in and interactive text messaging segment. Hockey is here. That means it's time to think about upgrading your SUV. Our friends at Brent Ridge Ford actually have some inventory. How about 21 new and used Ford SUVs? All have warranty. Many have subsidized interest rates. In addition, they have a number of off-make SUVs. The count today shows 25 new and used trucks in the lot as well. All units competitively priced, and of course, Brent Ridge Ford out in Wetaskiwin always treats their customers fairly. They boast an outstanding service department. You can reach out to Uncle Milt, Johnny Rich, and the gang, and you'd be happy to look after your vehicle needs. Give them a call, 780-352-6048, and remember, cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. We had people saying, Bob, the Oilers do have a bigger physical defenseman out there you never bring up long-term in the plans. Well, that's because he's hurt. His name is Vincent Desharnais, a 6'7", 220 right pound shot with a little bit of bite. He is coming off a hand surgery, out another month. Lavoie is back skating. He is not available. Tyler Benson got nicked up last night. We'll wait and see if there's more information on him here. It's an off day for the Oilers today on a team retreat. And Carter Savoy is out multiple weeks still with a lower body issue suffered in a game against Calgary in the rookie tournament. A reminder that the Oilers Now Injury Report is brought to you all season long by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. Unrivaled experience, unrivaled commitment, unrivaled results. And Adam, I'm going to paraphrase a text of yours. He says, Bob, people need to let things unfold. It's like when Ken Holland said, trust the legal system. No one has a damn clue today on issues, but everybody thinks they are Matlock. Let's wait and see what happens. That one comes from us from Adam. Well, my experience on social media these days is people are quick to convict, especially if it suits their own personal perspectives on things. That's kind of how it works. That's kind of how it is. So we shall, like Brandon, I'm going to give you an example, and maybe it's a tad trite. There's a distinct possibility Danielle Smith is the next premier of this province. She used to do a show here on the station. Now, I would suggest to you that she is probably a little more right than several of the more centrist Albertans I know. But believe me, when that happens, it will be vilified on social media. You know it's coming. And there will be people making great sort of allegations about all Albertans because she is our premier if she ends up winning. And I think she's going to win it, okay? And they're going to make an overall grandiose statement about the nature of all Albertans. It's not fair. There's a lot of people listening to this show right now that support Rachel Notley and vote for the NDP in every election. And there's lots of people that are far right wing. And then there's a whole bunch of us in the middle. And we'll see what happens. So there you have it. We'll go off to a global news weather traffic update with a fan of the Brigham Young Cougars football team, Eileen Bell. And when we return, Oilers assistant general manager, Bill Scott.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.